California's unemployment rate is now the highest in the country, reaching 5.3% in February.
From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk.
This follows new data that revealed job growth in the nation's most populous state was much lower last year than previously thought. California lost a staggering 2.7 million jobs at the start of the coronavirus pandemic. The state has added more than 3 million jobs since then, but a recent analysis of unemployment data by the federal government revealed that the job growth slowed significantly last year. Federal regulators are increasing their oversight of United Airlines. This comes after a series of recent issues, including a piece of the outer fuselage falling off of one jet, an engine fire, and a plane losing a tire during takeoff. United's Vice President of Corporate Safety, Sasha Johnson, said the FAA will examine multiple areas of operation to ensure safety compliance. Johnson said the FAA will pause certification activities but did not provide details.
Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Recently, a community service officer with the Eureka Police Department dispatched to the 1700 block of I Street on the report of a residential burglary. A citizen located a suspect matching a description given and provided a clear photograph to police. Later that same day, they got a tip that that person was seen on the 1800 block of J Street. Eureka police officers responded to the residence and located the suspect identified as Adair Arms, detaining him in the backyard. He was placed under arrest. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.